This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
If I hit one more button, it doesn't work. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, like I like to say, as I do say, actually. And I just like to say it. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged. And you got to be engaged. I mean, don't you? Otherwise, you're doing what I keep telling you. You're doing what everybody else wants you to do. You know, it's a real crazy day today. I mean, seriously. When you think of all the news and what's going down, I'm already hearing all the Steve Bannon stuff. I'm going to launch and then we'll come back in a second. But don't you find it interesting that whenever Republican / conservative, and by the way, if you want to go listen to Joey B. talk, feel free. I mean, if you really need something to help you throw up, that'd be a place to go, right? So, you know, if you really, I can't get this out of my head. I can't believe that people are actually listening to him tonight. Right? They're going to listen to him. And I would love somebody. Now, I hear it's pre-recorded, that it's not live, which is probably an extremely smart move on their part, don't you think? I do. And then that way, you don't have to. What the heck? You don't have to worry about anything. He can't have a gaffe, can you? Especially if it's pre-recorded and everything. He can sound so eloquent. He can sound like he's on top of everything. I wonder what's going to happen when he starts looking for people, for the applause. You think they're going to pipe in? That'd be funny, right? You think they're going to pipe in applause so that he'll feel like he's at someplace live? Because he's not going to know where he's at. Look, I'm not making fun of him just to make fun of him. I'll put it that way. I really feel bad for him. I've told you this a million times before. A lot of my friends feel the same way. My hardcore conservative friends say, look, you know, this is sad what they're doing to him. Sad that they're pushing him out in this light. Sad that they're making him, you know, head out there. Go out on, I don't know, what is it, stage, Zoom, Facebook, whatever it is. And give these speeches, or give this speech in particular. Go out, have to, you know, he's not answering any questions anyway. Anybody else find that kind of weird? The different, if you would? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, and I was talking about Steve Bannon and team. And again, funny how when somebody on the right, when a Republican, conservative, whatever, gets caught doing something like this, and not that they're guilty, we don't know that yet, but when they get caught doing stuff like this, they want to tag everybody like that. They'll start talking about how, you know, President Trump has got all these lowlifes around him, these thieves, these crooks, these whatever. But it seems like when they were in it, when they were doing it, when people close to President Oblamo were doing things, it seems like apparently they were okay with that. Totally okay with it. Right? By the way, Sanders today came out. he's not very happy that Republicans ended up getting a little bit more love than AOC's speech did, or he did. And he blames the DNC media for confusion over the AOC convention speech. She was never there. Remember, I told you, they're the party of non-responsibility. They never take responsibility for what they do. So Bernie Sanders expressed disappointment that former Republicans got more speaking time at the Democrat National Convention than progressive voices. I think the future of our country is with the progressive movement. If that's true, if you guys really believe that, why are you pumping it? Well, hey, he's won. Why are you pumping out Bernie? Why are you putting out both Clintons? I'm kind of confused here. I think the future of our country is a progressive movement. I would have liked to have seen more progressives have a chance to get out there and talk. Talk to their vision of the future. I would, you know what? Come to think of it, that would be great, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that have been good? They should have brought out, let AOC speak. Let Tlaib speak. Let these people speak out. Let everybody hear them. I would have thought, it would have been great for us, don't you think? We could have been pulling all this stuff together. Ready to go? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The two-time Democrat Party presidential runner-up, he blamed the Democrat National Committee and media for the confusion over AOC's remarks, for implying that Progressive Squad leader was speaking on behalf of Joe Biden, when in fact the DNC didn't invite her for that role. AOC got lots of backlash for not mentioning Biden in her convention remarks and for focusing on Sanders. But Sanders said that the criticism could have been avoided if the DNC had explained that AOC wasn't given a traditional speaking slot, but was performing the perfunctory duty of nominating him. Well, she didn't have to. Right? I think what the DNC was saying is, she's speaking. They didn't invite her. I think they should have, and that's a whole other story, Sanders. You know what? These progressives love each other. They really do. They really love each other. Good for them. He said that she was accused of saying she supported Biden. She was nominating me. She was supposed to be nominating me. She's, of course, supporting Biden. Was he speaking for her now? I love this stuff. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot coming up. Zoe's coming up on with us. We're talking about the churches. Are they back in? Are they not back in? Should they even care? And why are they still talking about racism in the church? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Some of you should be able to say this along with me by heart, okay? I mean, that's how much of a canned thing that I do, so it ain't that hard. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, watching, whatever, but because of your high IQ level, I'm sure you've tuned in here this evening, and I really do appreciate it. Anyway, let me just bring him on, because I have so much fun when he's on with me. You guys love him as much as I do. Alfonso Rachel joins me, lovingly referred to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopi and Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study at the Zoloft. And Zoe, how you doing today?
IQ spells ick.
Send your cards, letters, and hate notes to... Oh, God bless America. So, yeah, we're having a lot. Have you been watching the Democrat National Circus? I mean, the convention?
I'm trying to stay sane, Joe. I limit my viewership of stuff like that, man. I know I should, but that's why I tune into your show so you can give me the highlights,
oh,
man. You
gee,
can give
thanks.
Me the clip
yeah.
notes.
Put it on me, right? Okay, no problem. I can't do it. We do this for a living. And here I am, I'm watching it, I'm listening to it, I go, I can't do this. I'm going to pop a vein. The amount of lies and spin and that's going on. And you know what? It's not even like, there hasn't been one speaker that comes out and said, look, I love this country so much. That's why I want you to vote for me or vote for so-and-so. I think that we're headed in the wrong direction, and this is what so-and-so would do, and this is what I would do, and that's why I think you should vote Democrat, because we love this country. No. Everybody comes out, you know, just shy of having a Trump pinata, right?
Right, right. Man, I tell you what, man, the most honest people, believe it or not, I think the most honest people that we've heard so far in this whole thing has actually been the left-wing media. They've actually been the most honest about it, and their honesty is shown in this. They are trying to mitigate the liability of Joe Biden. I'm serious, man. It's a self-effacement fest, man. They're talking about the possibilities, and they're trying to point out, but here's the thing, man. This is part of keeping it real. As long as they keep it real about how much of a liability Joe Biden is, as long as they're real about it, then everything will be okay. They're just covering their bases. But in that sense, yeah, that's the most honest aspect of this whole thing.
I just love it, though. They have to be. I mean, honest or not, as they're sitting there watching this and listening to this, they have to cringe at times. They have to be they have to be shuddering sitting in their chairs. Because look at Billy Bob Clinton. He comes out and he talks about Donald Trump dirtying up the Oval Office. I mean, I had to go to commercial break because I was rolling around laughing so hard. Right? See, you're doing it too.
That is quite laughable. And Bill Clinton is okay. So he's gonna come in he's definitely the cleanup dude. I know. Yeah. Interesting choice of words, right? And it's the dude who does the eulogy for Robert Byrd. And Bill Clinton is flat out telling you that a Democrat will do whatever except the right thing to get elected. Robert Byrd, he was a member of the Klan because, you know, hey, he was just doing what he had to do to get elected. That speaks volumes, man.
We mean like when his wife kissed Bird on the lips? I mean, that was, she was just doing what she needed to do, get elected? Is that how that works?
Man, talk about being in bed with the enemy. Maybe Clinton was getting her back for that. I don't know. Maybe she was getting Clinton back. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it is interesting to watch them, watch what they're doing, and listen to them cover up for each other. I was saying it tonight. It's just like this thing with going down with Bannon, right? So they are all over this. They have enough field day with this thing with Bannon, but yet when something happens on their side, when somebody goes sideways on their side, crickets. You don't hear anything, you know?
Right.
So you talk about, what is it? You know, we keep saying it's a double standard, but I know it's a cliche, but they have no standards.
As the saying goes, man, if Democrats didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Yep.
And they're really good at making things disappear. That's what I'm trying to let people know. Democrats are good at covering things up. That is why the Democrat-founded KKK is called the Invisible Empire. That's what they do.
Wow.
They cover up the stuff that they do, and they're very good at placing it on somebody else. And like with this thing with Bannon, yeah, they're going to break wide with this, and they're going to use this to the hilt. And if he's guilty of doing what he's doing, you know, I hope that, you know, I would think that we'll be honest enough to say, hey, man, you wrecked on this one. And but I'm not looking to let these people just these heathens. I'm not looking to let these heathens judge us right off the bat and just go along with it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, not that we're saints, but we do hang our own. We do call out our own. They, you know, I don't know. They, you know, remember Mr. Wiener, who liked to put pictures around of his namesake? I mean, the guy was amazing. And what was it? months before they came out against him. The same thing with Weinstein. You know, these embraced with these people, loving these, and they're all loving on the man. And Michelle, you know, was talking about what a great guy he was and all the hard work he did, you know, for women. Yeah, okay, yeah, he did hard work for women.
And even Weinstein was like an anomaly, but I think maybe Weinstein, he got his comeuppance probably because he didn't give somebody what they wanted. You know, they didn't give them what they were entitled to. No matter what, you don't take advantage of people like that. You know, it's disgusting. But this came to a head probably because it's like, look, man, I don't feel I'm getting out of the deal what I think I'm supposed to be getting out of the deal. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to have to pay, Harvey. So, he paid dearly, you know, for what he's done.
Somebody just sent me a note and said, you know, hey, what do you think about the fact that they were trying to tie Trump to, what's his name, Epstein? Right? Remember, they had pictures of him at some kind of dance in the 70s or something, standing next to Epstein. So, there you go. Shows you who he's affiliated with. Let me see. You've got Billy Bob Clinton's name and others on the manifesto. He's got pictures of him at the island and other places. And again, you hear nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's so true.
Hey, if they're trying to tie Donald Trump to Epstein, man, that's because they know that Epstein was up to no good and everybody who was hanging around him was up to no good. But they want, and they're validated because they think Trump is no good.
Yeah.
You know, so if they think that, then it's like, well, then you know that your folks is, because you got a whole list of folks that were riding with this dude. So.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That plane was, my understanding, it was great. There you go. You knew, excuse the term. But you knew it was a lucky ride when you were on that plane with Epstein. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, Joe Messina, your host. We're not going anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. Did you hear?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's now day four of the Democratic National Convention, and Joe Biden will take center stage as he officially accepts his party's nomination
for president. The first night of the convention featured First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton headlined the proceedings on Tuesday. Wednesday night featured vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and a speech by former President Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others are expected to speak before the former vice president takes the stage. As this is the final night of the Democratic National Convention, next week the Republicans will take the stage with President Trump and the Republican National Convention. We'll keep you updated with all the information right here at USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you just tuned in, you missed the first segment. What is wrong with you people? I mean, seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You missed all the good stuff, because when we first get rolling is what is happening. You know, I kind of peter out as time goes on, but he doesn't. He doesn't really. Zoe Rachel is with me. Always a pleasure when he's with me. Listen, before we get rolling and I forget, tell people where to find that, you know, that anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. By the way, I really do. Listen, I'm the one to put you over the top, you know, like 20,000, but I really do listen to your stuff at night when I'm sitting around doing some of my work.
Nice, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com and catch my show, The Zoloft, The Zopium Den, which is the house of the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, and other projects I'm working on, like, you know, Sinisterbia, trying to make some satirical productions, you know, more oriented productions, you know, to lampoon the absurdity of the left.
Oh, so I knew right away. When you said Sinisterbia, I didn't even need the dictionary. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you were talking about. So,
that's right.
Yeah. That was good. All right, so I got a couple things I want to hit you on. But the first thing is, we're still hearing some of these church leaders, some of these church and slash community leaders, buying into this biblical racism. And I'm talking to some of these white Christian guys, guys that I know, I'm going to get hit for this, but I don't care. Guys that I thought were solid in God's word, knew where they stood, you know, in God's world. And they're talking about the racism we're born with. Now, I don't, you're more of a Bible scholar than I am. I haven't read about biblical birth racism. Help me out here, will you?
You know, I don't know what scripture they're drawing from. That substantiates. And see, that's what happens when you take liberties with the word. And the word of God tells you, hey, don't take my name in vain, okay? That's one of my commandments. Don't be trying to invoke me to justify any sort of racism or point out racism and cause stigma in my word. I can tell you things that that definitely refute that as far as the word of God goes. I don't know of any encouraging word for racism in the word of God, but I know discouraging words for it. Like say for instance, even in Leviticus, the word of God tells us to tells the Israelites to love the foreigner as they would their native born. You know, the foreigner.
Oh, watch it.
Bring them in. Yeah, that's right.
That means we should be tearing down the walls at the border.
Hold on. But you know the word of God is going to bring it home, don't you? You know he's going to bring it home. Because you got examining that scripture, it says, yeah, love the foreigner as you would your native born. But in order to love the foreigner as your native born, the foreigner has to adhere to the laws of the native born. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't just come in as the foreigner and make up your own laws. No, you have to assimilate. You have to become like the native born. But that could be anybody. Don't matter if you're black, white, whatever gods you used to worship. You got to give them up and you got to come here and understand that Yahweh is your God now.
That's right. Yeah, no, you're. I see. This is why I love doing this with you, because there's a lot of people that don't understand this. Everybody thinks that Jesus was so full of love. He loved everybody, you know. You hear them, and I just want to throw up at the table while I'm talking with them. Are you talking about the same guy that tore up the side of the temple where the merchants were? And it wasn't because, you know, for you lefty liberals, it wasn't because people were selling stuff. It's because they were selling blemished and bad and damaged goods. That's why. All right.
That profiteering, and they were extorting people.
That's exactly. Exactly right. You know? And the woman that they were going to stone for adultery, right? Maybe I missed it, or my Bible's printed wrong. He told her to go have more fun afterward, didn't he? After they were all gone. Hey, go back and have some fun. You look like you were having some fun there. No, he told her, stop sinning.
Yep. And you know, and liberals in their Pharisaic nature, man, the thing is that's all they see. They just see Jesus, their idol Jesus is the one who comes in and stops commercialism with all his table flipping, and you know, he flips out on the tables. It's like, this is what they miss, Joe. This is what they miss. The thing that Jesus did when he came in and did that is that he made a proclamation that he's God. Because he says, my house will not be, was a house of prayer, not a den of wolves, not a den of robbers. That's what they missed, you know, because you have a lot of them out there say that, well, Jesus never claimed to be God. Yeah, he did. When he went in there flipping over them tables, he said, yeah, my house. I'm God.
No comment. You can't. You could probably put their finger right on it, read it to them, have them read it to you, and they go, yeah, no, that's not what he said. I mean, seriously.
Fantasyland.
Right? I mean, listen, you want proof? Here's proof. They're peaceful protests in Portland, Seattle, and
right.
And the
why is that dude over there laying on the ground with blood coming out of his forehead?
And the violence on the street of Chicago isn't as bad as Fox is making it out to be.
Man.
Tell that to the mother of the 9-year-old that was killed. Yeah, they're really not that bad. You know, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
God. Yeah, I love how they say it. It's not as bad. It's like, well, when is somebody going to come in and help us? Like, what are Republicans going to do for us? It's like, what do we need to do anything for you guys? You say that everything's all good and all you do is protest peacefully, and there's no crime, you know, where you guys are at, and Democrats have it all handled. So
yeah, it's all good. You're making a big deal out of nothing. So and here, going down this line, we might have some more fun with this. The proof is that two major groups in the Democrat Party decided to leave God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. So here is the caucus and council meeting of Muslim delegates, and allies, when they open up their meeting. Take a listen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wait a minute. Did he miss something there?
Wow.
Openly, just, you know, now I was joking with you during the break. I said, well, look, if they really do believe in God, if they do believe that God is part of everyday life, then they could have just said one nation under Allah or something like that.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. But all they did themselves was prove that it's not all the same God, despite the narrative that the liberals try to put out there. Oh, it's all, you're just all praying to the same God. No, they just proved that that's not how they feel. Nope. Just like you said, they could have been, put Allah in there, but they didn't. And I mean, even that, it's like, why would they even, if they're going to leave God out, why would they even pledge allegiance to our flag? I mean, even that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I sit here tickling myself because I go, well, wait a minute. I know I'm not a well-educated person. Okay. I'm willing to admit that. I barely made it out of high school. I think I paid to get out of high school or something. I barely made it out of high school, right? But I'm seeing this stuff and I'm thinking somebody with a single-digit IQ can see where these people are coming from. So they have to be working at, think about it, they have to work hard at trying to defend the actions of these people or blowing over it. Here's another one for you. DNC, very happy to be right up front there with you. And let's listen to what the LGBTQ caucus in meeting had to say.
Hello, everybody. If you don't have a flag, I have flags here right
now. I know you can't see this, people, but he's got an American flag and a rainbow flag and a transgender flag, all one of those little three holders, because that is what this country is all about.
In front of me. Please place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I'm going to have fun with this because I can't tell what that person is, but what gender that person is. But when they got to the under God, they swallowed so hard. I thought they were going to choke on their own tongue.
Watch it, Joe.
Hey, look at the video. I mean, it would be kind of hard to look at. But look at the video, and I think the rainbow flag fell over, too, while he was speaking or whatever. But to your point earlier, I mean, this, isn't there a scripture in the Bible that says, at the name of Jesus, even the demons tremble?
That's right, man.
Maybe that.
That's right.
I'm going to leave it there for people to think about. What do you think?
I can dig it. Hey, you know, but this is the Democrat Party, man. This is the same when they had that Democrat National Convention, when they were voting to put God back into their platform. It's like, one, why'd you take him out in the first place? And that's okay. It's like, y'all, maybe you should just leave God out of your platform because he ain't got nothing to do with it anyway. And you shouldn't be invoking God to assume that he's giving you the authority to do all these things that are apart from him anyway. So this Pledge of Allegiance stuff, man, that's just who the Democrats are.
Well, listen, you think about something, though. They invoke God when they want to, I don't know, rile up the Christians or something. You know, they invoke God when it comes to, the Republicans don't do the work of God. We do the work of God. Well, I'd like to ask them, what God? But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Lots going on out there. A lot to keep track of. Look, I don't want to do the same story everybody else is doing. The DNC stuff, you knew what was coming. This is a 24-7 beat on Trump fest. Now, one of them has come forward and just said, look, I love this country so much, I'm going to do A, B, and C. No, no, no. Every one of them comes out and goes, got to beat Orange Man. Right? I mean, that's all they know. And what if they go to school for that? They practice that every day so they don't get it wrong.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know? Seriously. Because there's nothing else that comes out of their mouth. You know, it's almost like, well, it's programming, right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It's programming.
It's totally programming. And I know one thing that probably comes out of that mouth is that marijuana smoke. I was just thinking that because of coming back into the show, and it talked about that Mobius. Did you hear, like, the pumper? It's talking about the Mobius. That's what Kamala Harris was in, man. She was caught in the Mobius while she was smoking that weed and listening to Tupac and Snoop while she was in college, even though their albums didn't come out, like, until the 90s. So, now talk about keeping it real. I'm a rocker, man. I like rock and roll music, man. I play in a heavy metal band. I really don't listen to that much hip-hop, so I'll even admit that Kamala Harris and her phony behind knows more about hip hop than I do. And not that I don't mind the music. It's the content of hip hop that I don't care for. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, but in terms of like how the music is made, that stuff I don't mind. I don't like the content. But yeah, it's funny because in that interview with the Breakfast Club, man, I was like, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, man, the only thing that she kept it real about in that whole interview, because that's what they were into. They was like, yeah, tell us about when you smoked weed. Tell us about when you smoked weed. And that's like real. And they're like, this is real talk. This is real talk. We like this. And I'm like, out of everything that she said, that's the real talk for y'all is when she smoked weed. And even with that so-called real talk, man, she couldn't even keep it real about that. No. And it's like, you guys think that they're going to keep it real about what they got to say about Donald Trump, Republicans, and their supposed affection for the country?
Well, I don't know if you caught it, but she actually uses the same dictionary or history book, if you would, that Oblamo used, right? Because remember he talked about his grandfather who did something in the war, but it couldn't have been because his grandfather would have been like 7 years old if that was true, that kind of thing. I mean, he told so many stories that made absolutely no sense from a normal time frame or you know, just you just have to sit there and laugh. You can't believe any of it. So you just sit there and laugh.
That's who they are, man. Just like we said, they move these things around. Even if you go to the Democrat website, man, they've skirted like 50 years. They'll sit there and claim that they're the champions of civil rights while they leave out 50 years of their offenses that have scarred America so bitterly concerning racism in America. They leave all that out, you know. So they're really good at that, man.
God, I love you love these people because it's just. I don't know. It's almost like if they say it has to be real, and if they keep saying this, but think about the people around them that are believing it.
Yeah, man.
Right? I mean, the KKK, think of all those sins, and what do they say? They throw up one line, party switched.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And anybody who believes that, it's like, okay, you're believing people who think that a man can switch to a woman, right? If you go down that road, you guys are believing the wrong things. But it's like, and you try, I try to tell folks, it's like, look, all these factions, these terrorist factions, these agitators and stuff like that, BLM, Antifa, yeah, these are another more hostile groups in lieu of the KKK. That's just what the Democrat Party does. You know, they make these groups to get out there and bully people, and they always think that their cause is right.
I just listen. Here's the effect that they're having, right? Now, I say this in every world. So, you know, when they talk about Kamala Harris being by, oh my God, what are they excited about? They're not excited that she has the qualifications. She's not excited that she's been, you know, a lifelong legislator, done great things for the community and the world. She is a black female. Those are her qualifications. That is why we should vote for her. And it shows you how shallow they are.
It's very shallow, man.
And they've got people so afraid that you've got to. There was a very well-respected, well-liked professor in New York University. And two white professors resigned. Not because they got in trouble, not because they didn't like the school anymore, but they wanted to make room for two black professors because there was not enough diversity on campus. And I'm saying to myself, if you're a lousy professor and you're replaced by a black professor, great. If you're replaced by an Asian professor, that's great too. We should be having the best of the best of the best teaching our kids. But look what they're doing to society. They're making us afraid. Again.
Yeah. It just raises the question. It's like, man, did you only get this job because you're black? Are you actually even any good? You know, so it's that kind of thing. And Kamala Harris, the funny thing is they didn't even like her at first. It's like she wasn't even the pick. No. You know, she got ousted. I don't really know anybody who actually really liked her. And now all of a sudden, it's so exciting that she could be the VP. That's strange, man.
Well, she's going to be P. If she gets that job, Joey B's not going to last in there. There's no way. And I think this is calculated. I think they know exactly what they're doing. And I tell people, I want you to think about something. Be careful. Because if not just her, if anything happens to Kamala, guess who's third in line? Crazy Pelosi. You know, yeah. I mean, that's really what we need, right?
Well, I'm hoping that there's a process to that, man, and it's probably a little complicated to explain in like the last couple of minutes. Even for me, it's kind of hard to wrap my mind around. I'm still hoping that there's a process that goes around that where the states get involved. I think before it just goes to the Speaker of the House.
You got me on that one too because I'm not so sure. But you're right. I mean, there's a succession point, and it does have to be approved to a degree. But even so, just a mere thought that she would even have temporary power in any way, shape, manner, or form.
Right.
I mean, seriously. At least have your teeth fixed so you can speak clearly. That would be really cool. What can I say? But
is it her teeth, or is it because even her gums are stretched so far back with the rest of that that face? And you know, I don't want to sound mean about her looks and stuff like that. You know, if she wasn't such an evil woman, she wouldn't be a bad looking woman, Joe. She wouldn't. She's just evil. That's
I agree. No, I agree with you. I don't want to just beat on it, but you know what? Here's the thing. I'm one of those guys that says, look, you make fun of the fat orange man, all right? Mm. And don't expect to get nothing. You're sitting there. You're obviously drunk. We've all, you know, I might be older, but I remember what it was like to be drunk. I sat next to those women in a bar, okay? You know what I'm saying? So she, you know, it's not water, Nancy. It's vodka they're giving you. Please, you know. And again, you sit there, and these are the people that want to run and want to do and think that the part that bothers me the most is that in their mind's eye, they're smarter than us. They know what's better for us when it comes to God. They know what's better for us when it comes to food. They know, you know what I'm saying? They know everything that's better for us. This is exactly what our founding fathers didn't want. I don't bow to them. Like MacArthur says, we do what Christ tells us to do. We don't do what Caesar tells us to do.
Right. Just nuts. They don't understand that part, man. It's the role of government is basically to maintain and protect, you know, what it is that God blessed us to have. That's all you got to do.
Yeah,
you
know?
But so I mean, I know the thing that makes it hard is having to fight off people feeling like they're entitled to this or that. That's the hard part of the job, and it really sucks when those people who feel that way get into office to assume that, hey, I'm entitled to this and I'm entitled to this, and I'm like, no, you're not. No, and you got to fight these people. I said, man, get off. God said we can have this. Back up, man.
That's right. Well, you know, again, and this is going to not set well with some of my listeners, but you guys keep running around screaming that we're a Judeo-Christian country. No, we're not. Really? When was the last time you actually fought away from Facebook? Let me rephrase that. When was the last time you actually got away from Facebook and fought and supported and helped truly enact God's principles in government? Mm. Right? Think about it. I mean,
well, careful, man. You don't want to sound like Obama when he says that we're no longer a Christian nation or anything. Right? But I get your point. Because if we want this to be a Christian nation, man, we got to fight for that.
Exactly. Show up. Don't sit there. Look, we have a saying in this country which I think is hilarious. Was it God Bless America? Right. We even have a song, God Bless America. I want to twist that around. Tell me what you think about this. Let's do a bunch of T-shirts. Let's do a thing. How about America, comma, bless God.
That'd be nice.
Right? How about...
Yeah, man.
Not that we can... You know, the Bible says we really can't do anything for God, right? But we can. You can't... You know, my kids, as little kids, they can never really do anything for me. But when they made me stuff, or they went out of their way to do stuff for me, or even just wash my car without asking, that's a big deal, right?
It's wouldn't the that be great? Counts, man.
Hey, let me introduce you to my daddy. Or, you know, you see somebody suffering with something, you know, that lady in line, she's got two kids that are screaming in the supermarket, and she's going through her purse, or she's looking for extra bucks, whip a $5 bill out. Pay the rest of her bill, for God's sakes. And when she says thank you, say, don't thank me. Just thank God for this. He made this available to you. That's it. You know what I'm saying? We've lost that. Come on, help us get it back. Give me words of wisdom.
Man, it's difficult, too, because I think a lot of people would have a heart. They would have a heart to that, but the state has made it so difficult for us to do that. You know, when the Lord says, I give to you freely, you know, meaning that he wasn't forced to do this, and I expect you to freely give. We're not free to give anymore, Joe. No. That's the problem. We're not free to give.
I give anyway. Cut through the line and give anyway. Anyhow. Hey, God bless you, brother. Tell people where they can find you quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzesurfermedia.com. Zoloft, Zopium Den, 20 pounds lit.
We're going to be back in a few minutes. You're going to find out how you can tee off the tax man, how you shouldn't tee.